everybody, I'm Doug, and this is my co-host Giggles.
Carrie, how are you?
Welcome to episode 11. By the way, this is new. Do you see that? You'll see it later. Go ahead.
Wait, we have a new sponsor. It's going to be Carpenter On Board. They do custom marine carpentry.
Actually, these guys are awesome. They work on sport fishes, they work on motor yachts, they do decks, they do furniture. Hank is a really cool guy. They're up in Stewart. Bottom line is, if you have a Woody, this guy's going to take care of you.
Woodwork. If you have woodwork.
Woodwork.
We'd like to give a shout out to our other sponsors, Tom Serna Photography, Dennis and Yacht Sales, Salty Rags Crew Apparel, and Marine Data Solutions.
They're all awesome. We love you guys.
Thanks so much, everyone. Industry news, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, over the weekend, two boat fires. The 97-foot Tiger's Eye caught fire, and about an hour earlier, the 93-foot Bonetti Princeville caught fire.
I worked on Tiger's Eye a few years ago.
Not anymore.
Oh, man.
This is strange.
Scary.
This is really strange. Mark Anthony's 120 Bonetti burned up a little while ago down in Miami. 161-footer burned up in Universal Marine, which actually made 107-footer caught fire. Okay, in a very short period of time, $24 million worth of yachts burned up. I'm not blaming crew, but I don't know. Something's off on this. I mean, are we doing the jobs that we're supposed to be doing, like protecting these boats?
Does that come from the top, the captain?
Hey,
anyway.
So listen, what we're going to do is, as a little safety thing, we're going to show you how to operate a fire extinguisher.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll use this. All right, this is a demo. This isn't going to go off.
I'm ready.
All right, now hold it up.
Hold it up.
Pull the pin.
Pull the pin.
Aim for the base of the fire.
Aim for the base.
Fire.
Whoa, wait.
What the hell?
That wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, God.
What the hell?
Production. Oh, my God.
All right, keep going.
Oh, my God. All
keep
right.
Going.
Miami.
Summer Boat Fest is still on, but for first responders, please call. If we get in touch with Captain Tony Estrada, next.
Newport,
Bermuda Race is canceled. Black Ships Festival is canceled. Newport Yacht Club Cruise is canceled. Newport Charter Show is postponed. Newport Music Festival is not proceeding, and the Jazz Festival is canceled. That sucks.
Questions. If Captain Lloyd Orr from Satellite Beach, Florida wants to know, why does the rum bottle keep getting lower and lower?
Actually, that's true. I have no idea. We have teenagers in the house.
Damn,
I have no clue. Do you know?
Damn,
I have no word. I have no clue.
I am. Rodrigo Lopez from San Andreas Island, Colombia.
Worldwide presence.
He wants to know some history on some nautical terms.
Actually, that's pretty good.
All right, first one.
I picked a few out. First one is?
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel. Okay. In the old days, 1700s, you couldn't sell fish on Sunday, but because mackerel spoiled so quickly, England allowed fishmongers to sell it. Now, it's an expression, when the stewardesses walk off the boat, dressed to the nines, the deckhands are going, holy mackerel.
Three sheets to the wind.
Okay, so now it's about 11:30 at night. The crew are three sheets to the wind. In other words, they can't stand up, mostly South Africans.
That makes sense.
In the old days, it was three sheets to the wind meant that the sheets to the sails were loose and the boat was foundering, like South Africans.
Okay, three, pipe down.
Okay, in the old days, and still now, pipe down means it's a bosun's whistle. At the end of the day, it means everybody lights out, quiet. Now, it means, okay, the stewardess and the deckhand hooked up.
Oh.
And they're going for it in the cabin, so the rest of the crew are screaming, pipe down.
Well, cat's out of the bag.
Okay, that's the next morning.
Yeah.
Okay, when the deckhand walks out of the crew cabin with the stew, all right, and now everybody knows he's been shagging her. In the old days, he's screwed. Okay, in the old days, the bosun would pull out a whip in a bag, which was called a cat of nine tails, and then you would be getting a whipping. That's why you would say the cat's out of the bag. Y'all in trouble.
Lesson to be learned.
Yeah.
Don't hook up with.
Don't hook up with anybody. That's bad, bad, bad.
So, Crew Corner, this week we're going to do how to win a job and keep it, and we're going to go through the different positions. We're going to start at the top with captain.
Okay, we're going to go from top down. I'm a captain, you know that. All right, from time to time. Okay, listen, a good captain is going to take care of his crew. He's going to work for the boat, not for the money. If you're working for the money, you're in the wrong business.
Show up before noon.
You should... okay, a captain's job doesn't require you to be there 2 days a week. You should be on the boat every day of the week. You should take every charter you get. You don't need a 2 week vacation after every charter. All right? If somebody wants to go to an island, they should go to that island. You can't say, oh, I can't anchor there because it's too, you know, it won't hold. You need to do everything you possibly can to be a captain on a yacht. A yacht is different than a cruise ship or than a freighter or something. Okay? We're more like the butlers of the sea. All right? We're not Captain Bligh. So your number one priority is to keep the guests happy. So as long as your guests are happy, then you're gonna do great.
I mean, the crew kind of count. Gotta keep
the crew happy too. Keep the crew happy too.
Okay. I know that we said we were gonna have Adrian Gang again from Below Deck, but she is on an extended trip, so eventually we will get to Below Deck.
Eventually, we're working around her schedule. Hi, Adrian.
Okay, and we also wanted to talk about the boat parade.
We already talked about the boat parade.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Listen, the boat parade. Everybody jump on. This is for a really good cause. Contact Captain Tony Estrada. It's going to be a lot of fun. Carrie might be there. I think that's about it.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's it for the bottom line.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Bye.